You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one comes from Mara, and she signed her name, did not say to not use her name, so I'm going to. Mara says, I've been dating a single dad for 5 months. He has two kids that are 4 and 6, but he will not tell them about me. He says it's for two reasons. They won't understand why their dad is with someone besides their mom, even though mom and dad don't live together anymore. And he also says it'll be confusing for them. And what if we don't work out? Then it'll be a heartbreak for them. When I ask him when he'd ever tell them about me, he says he doesn't have a magic date, but eventually. Before I get too angry about this, I'm just wanting to get another opinion.
Mara. How long have they been together?
She says 5 months. They've been dating. They've been together.
That's a pretty good chunk of time.
Yeah, you're coming up on half a year.
I get where he's coming from, though. You know, if the kids get super attached to her and then it doesn't work out, it's like losing a second mother. Again, a second mom's not around. So I get that. I get that argument. And I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I guess 5 months isn't that long, even though it is, but it isn't. It's not just his feelings, Dom. You got to think of the children.
Okay. I've been obviously in this role before. I have dated single moms. I married a single mom. And I remember there was one in particular who was like, She goes, I don't want you to meet my kids for a long time. And we ended up not dating long enough for that to become an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But others are like, no, I'm out. I'm having fun. The kids need to know that mom has a life too. And so, yeah, I don't mind you meeting my kids. And that's an interesting angle. You know, these kids are 4 and 6. I think this would be a huge issue if these kids were like 10 and 14 and he's not telling them.
At that age, I mean, I think they're a little more emotionally mature. They could probably handle it. 4 and 6, there's probably still a little bit of confusion as to why mom and dad aren't together. Who is this new lady? You know, and then if she's all of a sudden gone and then there's another one, you know, I get it. I mean, I would be in the same boat, I think, with my kids if I started dating again. And it's not, I think calling it a secret might be going a little too far.
Kids don't know about her. They don't even know about her. It's not a matter of him not bringing her around.
It's fine.
He doesn't even tell the kids that he's got a special friend.
That's fine. They're too young probably still to understand what's going on, especially a 4-year-old. So I get it. They don't need to know yet. Let it go a few more months. Get a little more solid. A little more solidified in the relationship.
So what is, because this guy will not give Mara a date. He says, there's no magic date. Sounds to me fishy.
It's fishy. I think he's looking out for the kiddos.
Maybe he doesn't want the kids to get confused because he's introducing a lot of women.
Oh, is that what it is?
Okay, Mara, I'm just kidding. Mara. I'm not saying that.
Are you my new mommy? Are you my new mommy?
How long?
You got two seasons, I think.
What? So just another month?
At least 6 months. I think half a year, you're going to know if this is going to work out or not.
I get the feeling that there's no way this changes in 4 weeks.
Get to know each other first. Get to know your personalities, your history, your stories, whatever you need to get out of the way. Get all that big stuff out of the way between you two, and then introduce the kids, because that's an even bigger step. Take your time with this. Quit rushing it, Mara. If you like the guy, just roll with it a little longer.
I think 5 months is plenty of time to at least tell your children that daddy has a life that he's living.
Daddy has taken a lover.
And this, yeah, I don't, you know, even if you don't bring her around a whole lot.
But what about mommy? You don't love mommy anymore? Where's mommy?
That's another good question.
I think you're simplifying it because you've got to explain it to a 4 and 6-year-old, and the mental capacity for all that is not going to be there.
Well, it's a lot of BS if Mara's boyfriend's ex is not following the exact same example. Like, is she letting her kids know that she's seeing other people?
Oh, the mom?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't know. We do not know the answer to that.
I might have to write back and find out if Mara knows about that.
Mm-hmm.
Five Call says it all.
Let's
how do, you
do
feel?
It.
Here's our.
I mean,
phone
I could
number.
Just be yapping my lips here. I've never been in this situation, but I know kids that age. I mean, I'm very familiar with kids that age, so I'd like to hear from somebody that has been through this situation with kids that age.
What is the magic amount of time before you break it to your children that you are dating again? Right now, we're talking about this note we received from Mara. She's been dating a single dad for 5 months. He's got a couple of kids. They're 4 and 6, but he will not tell the kids that he's even dating at all. He says he doesn't think the kids would understand, and he also says it'll be confusing for them, and he goes, what if we don't work out? And he has no timetable for this, Jeremy.
No.
He says he'll just know when the time
you
is
will,
right.
I think. When the time
Mara
is
says
right.
She's just looking for another opinion. Let's get to the phones. Denise is up first. Hi, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
What do you think?
I think he should not tell the kids yet until he is completely ready. I've been in this situation before many times. I have a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it gets their hopes up. They fall in love with the other person, and then something doesn't work out, and they lose them. And then for 4 years, I get asked about the same guy that they met right. when they were that age.
Where's Steve? We really liked Steve.
Well,
exactly.
Well, yeah. but how long until you finally think that Mara's boyfriend is really going too long? Like, what happens if it's a year?
Then if it's a year, then he really, really does know. She should feel honored of when he is ready to introduce her to those kids.
And what's a year? I mean, who cares? I mean, then if they spend the next 30 years together, what's a year getting to know each other?
Strikes me
exactly.
as suspicious.
I'm kind of in the situation right now, actually, that I was with a guy for 6 years, and then finally nothing happened. We had a child. He's my 4-year-old's father. And all of a sudden, he decided to go with his ex-wife. And
okay, well, we're getting down another
path. Well, that's a whole other story, Denise.
We're getting down another path.
And then I fell in.
Okay, hold on, listen.
Hold on, Denise.
Thank you. I don't want to go down a different path and confuse people. So, all right, Denise says...
Wait.
Just wait and don't worry about it, Mara.
Yeah. The time will come, Mara. You're fine.
Denise, thank you for that call very much. Here's Mariah. Good morning, Mariah. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
What's your take on this?
I think that everybody has friends. And there's no reason that a 4- and a 6-year-old wouldn't understand a friend coming to visit that. Not overnight, no hanky-panky, but there's no reason to not introduce his friends, because I would guess he does that with any male friends he has come over.
Yeah, but I would imagine there's some at least kissing involved. They're not full-on hanky-pankying, as you say. But
well, what if they don't do that for a while?
There's some snuggling on the couch, there's some kissing. The kids see things.
But, you know, if it's between being introduced and not being introduced, no kissing while the kids are around.
Then is she going to feel weird about that? Oh, what's the matter? Why can't you kiss me in front of your kids?
No, but I think that's a really solid point, because it's like on a drip system, right? He's at least just introducing.
Right.
Then she maybe comes around a little bit more. I like that idea. Rather than going from 0 to 60, from nothing to suddenly, this is the woman I love.
This is your new mother.
But if it doesn't work out, not all friendships work out. And kids learn that at an early age anyway.
Right.
That's pretty good.
These kids are already making and losing friendships in dang preschool. So they understand how it works. I'm glad you called, Mariah. Have a great day.
You as well, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. All right, time. We're going to try to squeeze in one more here. It's Bill. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
we're
Billy.
Having a good morning. What's your thought?
Well, I'm on his side, but I think there's more to the story. I think he's embarrassed because his kids are ugly, so he's got to make sure he locks her in before he shows the picture.
You know, thank Bill. You, Bill. Thank you so much. That's something like I would say. My God.
Get off
maybe
the
his kids are ugly.